Under the Mineral Leasing Act, if you want to drill or build or tunnel on federal land, you need permission from whatever agency controls that land. But there's one exception.
Where a National Park Service land is involved, the applicant would have to go directly to Congress.
Cale Jaffe is a professor at the University of Virginia School of Law. He says builders of the pipeline will argue that the Appalachian Trail is part of the National Park Service, but it's not really land, it's just a path. Environmental groups will beg to differ. In a friend of the court brief, for example, Jaffe and his students argue that the AT is a very profitable piece of land.
We authored a brief on behalf of the city of Stanton and Nelson County, Virginia, where the Appalachian Trail is an important economic resource and tourism draw for both of those localities.
And he says building a natural gas pipeline would be damaging.
It would bore right underneath where people walk and would undoubtedly, during the time of construction and after that, have an impact on the trail because, of course, during the construction process, you have a significant amount of land clearing that goes on.
If the court agrees, Dominion and Duke Energy, the primary builders of the pipeline, might take their case to Congress, or they could change their route to cross the AT where it's on private land, state property, or existing rights of way. I'm Sandy Houseman.